AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. Bianca Stone, I was looking on Instagram last night. I wasn't stalking.
No.
And she put up a photo of an interesting photo of an item that she found in her son's washing when she got the washing out of the dryer.
Let's put it this way. It wasn't a piece of Lego, that's for sure.
No.
And we kicked off Gold FM's greatest decade of all time. Just contentious here in the studio. 70s all the way, I say.
Yeah, I'm saying the 90s. And also, we talked about the Gold Coast Suns and they are on Struggle Street. How do they need to improve? They've got a lot of work in front of them.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
20-6 it is at Gold 92.5. Just quick weather for today. Should be mostly sunny today. Heading for a top of 22 degrees. Tomorrow 23 and sunny.
No Monty Python in there today?
What's that?
In Name That Year.
No.
No, because I heard Luke Boner asking his producer Jess to get the year Monty Python was released. It was 1983, and I thought, oh, I could name this.
Which one, though? Because
Life of Brian.
Oh, Life of Brian, and there's The Meaning of Life.
I thought you little ripper, I could win this.
Oh.
But no. Okay.
Okay, three pieces of history and Bridge and Spider against each other to work out the year. Bit of contro here for the first one.
Oh.
Bit of contro because you're going to have to work out which year this particular animal did this. Anyway, here we go. Name that year.
Maccabi Diva. She's got right up on the inside, Maccabi Diva. She's hit the front now from Vinnie Rowe and Zasmin. It's Maccabi Diva clear. She's out by two lengths to Vinnie Rowe. It's Maccabi Diva clear. And she's going to do what no mare has ever done. Maccabi Diva wins it again. Vinnie Rowe second. Zasmin third. Elstrom fourth.
So she won three. So
doesn't they say this is when a superstar becomes a legend?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
So it was the first race she won?
No, the third.
No, the third.
She
did what, as the caller said, no other horse has ever done. Won three in a row, and that was the third. So name that year.
Right, three in a row. Sorry, I'm a bit of a group one with this kind of stuff.
Look, I reckon it's early mid two. So hard because they go so quick. I'm going to say Spider, was it 07?
No.
It does go quick, doesn't it? So the third, I'll say Bridge and just stab at it, 2012.
No, Peter is closest to the pin. 2004 was the third.
They were the two I thought.
Really?
I thought 04, 07 stuck out for some reason.
03, 04 and 05.
Well, then the answer is 05.
Hang on.
Well, that's what's been put in here.
You are a group one.
It doesn't matter. You're still close at the pin. I don't organise these things.
I understand that, but...
And it says the third one, so... And it was put in as 04.
Rookie, you know the day,
if you're driving home, you've stuffed up the Melbourne Cup thing, but that's okay.
You normally, you're doing it for everyone else playing around at home too. They don't want to get to work and say, okay, Maccabi Diva, what year did it win the...
But I have to tell the people at home that I don't organise the audio pieces, so you're laughing at the wrong person. Did I get out of that okay?
Normally you'd check. Like Rob McLeod putting something to news, you'd check.
Yeah, okay. Check things out.
Right. Okay, well, I don't think they should be needed to be checked, but we'll move on. Name that year.
Here's a little bit whatever. Everyone gets to see what we go through there. Right there. There you go.
Hang on, just wait till I check. So that's
Good
Big
song.
Love from Fleetwood Mac.
Great
Name
song.
That year.
Guitarist died over the weekend. Overnight. AJ, the first
I didn't know about that either.
He played in the first five albums of Fleetwood Mac. The name gets across
name?
Me right now, but unfortunately passed away overnight.
Really?
Anyway, back on to Fleetwood Mac. Big Love.
Look, it's Spider Pair of Sevens, 77?
No.
70s, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon it's late 70s for that one. Bridge 79.
No.
Oh.
1987.
Oh, 87?
If we flipped it that way,
Peter,
it would be right.
No, I agree.
There you go,
no,
Peter.
I
just
agree.
Check where I've checked.
I thought it would have been a lot earlier than
I know. It must be the later flip. I'm like,
so you said 97
that's
and Bridge
bad.
Said...
No, 77, 79.
So Bridge wins.
Okay.
I shouldn't. If you get the decade wrong, you shouldn't win anyway.
So we're even going into the score here, and name that year. It's a movie.
And how they all took to the road one day for a quiet little drive in the country. From
Georgia to Texas and back in 28 hours flat with a truckload of bootleg beer.
I'll be driving this one. Hey, blocker. You'll be driving the truck. This is Bandit 1, and that is Bandit 2.
That's Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Danny Kiwan. He was the Fleetwood Mac guitarist. First five albums. Sorry, just thought I might. Died overnight, unfortunately.
Smokey and the Bandit. I reckon it's either 84 or 82. I'm going to go early, Smokey and the Bandit. I'm going to say Bridge 82.
No.
I'm going to go earlier. Smokey and the Bandit's been around a long, long time, and I reckon it was more around 78.
You are closest to the pin, 1977.
Oh.
I'm fine. You always do extra well on a Monday.
Yeah. I always come fresh on a Monday, straight out of the wrapper.
Well done. Well done, Petty. You've won the week.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman. Absolute massive day.
Spot of sport, it's 8-6.
In sport. And look, Jeff Horn yesterday, got beaten in the ninth round, 22 seconds to go. Really disappointing. A lot of people thought that, he went in as a big underdog. And Terence Crawford, too good, too quick, too strong. And this is a little bit of Jeff Horn after the fight, just saying, you know what, he wasn't good enough.
My first loss as a professional, I can keep going, I can rebuild.
Terence, was there anything Jeff did that surprised you at all?
Not really.
Yeah, so look, it was a tough one for Jeff. Tough day at the office with his mum and his daughter and everyone there.
He apologised to Australia. I'm like, what are you doing? You don't apologise. I just wanted to break up the fight like a mum. And just put him in a blanket and hug him.
And help him off.
He's so lovely.
Yeah, and a lot of people did. Now, the question is, will he fight Anthony Mundine?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know what? My answer is, it's a $2.5 million payday for him if he wants to.
But is it, you know, is rep there's on no the upside, line? No, there's no upside.
I think it'll do more damage for his brand than it will worth $200. If he was about to retire and say, you know what, I've quit boxing, I'm going to go back to teaching, I've given it a run. Yep, go and fight Mundine, take the $2.5 million and run. It will always leave a sour taste in everybody's mouth. I reckon leave it alone. Get yourself fitter, get yourself stronger and go back and be bigger and better. I think that's the path he'll go down when he gets home. He'll go down that and say, you know what, I can actually learn a lot from Terence Crawford and find out which way I'm going to go about it, because he's a great boxer. We've seen that. He's able to get himself up and about.
Yeah, of course.
The whole of Australia is behind him. And as you say, he's a gentleman at the same time. He's not a big noter.
No.
And they reckon that Terence, he could be earning hundreds of millions of dollars. You got to think of, a boxer like Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, who earned $346 million last year.
Yeah, wow.
The only thing holding Crawford back, can't talk. He can't have the flair of all these other boxers. That's why he doesn't earn the big bucks.
Really? Because he's too nice too. He too went into nice. The dressing room afterwards.
That's exactly why. So,
really?
Change of the guard there. And another one I just want to mention very, very quickly. And if you do want to go to the Suns over the weekend, 13-27-10, give us a ring. You can go to the Suns. See them against the Saints. They've got to be every chance. But this is one team that is in dire straits. Tasmania is saying, everyone's saying, move the Suns to Tasmania. We're a joke. We need the Gold Coast to get behind the Titans and also the Gold Coast Suns at the moment, because, look, they are embarrassing. It was not good enough. There's so much more to it. We've lost a lot of players. It's not rebuilding. It's just a matter of getting players there that are going to be able to be capable of playing at a consistent level. And at the moment, we haven't got enough of them.
How can you ask a city to stick up for a team and to support a team that isn't giving? That's hard.
That's the only thing is, and I think we'll get Stewie Jew on during the week as well, is all you want to see is effort. It doesn't matter if you lose. All you want to see is effort. If you give effort, it doesn't matter if you lose. So that's what we want to see. But very quickly, on the Tom Lynch, and Tom Lynch looks like he's going to go.
Because
it's hurting his brand being here.
Okay.
Because if he plays the next 5 years at the Gold Coast Suns, they don't do anything. He's just a player. Where if he can go to a Collingwood or go to a Richmond and become a great player, you're actually hurting your brand of being Tom Lynch, staying here at the moment, which is very difficult for the club to attract players.
Full on.
Gold Coast Suns v St Kilda at Metricon this Saturday. Book now at Ticketek, 13-27-10. And Melbourne Collingwood today. Big game.
Yeah, big game.
Tip. Tip.
Oh, look, I reckon Melbourne will win it, but great to see the 16 coaches are doing the big freeze for MND. So,
oh, good.
Motor neuron disease. Neil Danaher, a former player, has
That's
that.
Awesome.
All 16 coaches are getting dressed up and going down a massive slide
into
a swimming pool of cold water at the MCG today.
Oh, that'll
so,
be cold.
Well done to all the coaches.
And well done to Ash from Currumbin, who's off to see the Suns. Get your pom poms out, Ash.
Yeah, come on, Ash.
We have got the gorgeous Bianca Stone, who we follow on Sunrise, and I follow her on Instagram. And last night she put up an hilarious post on Instagram. Is it called a post on Instagram like it is
well
on Facebook?
Well done, yes. I think suppose, so. Yeah.
Anyway, she's on the phone to explain what exactly happened and why she posted what she posted last night for the followers of, well, the people who don't follow Bianca, but here's the story. Tell us what happened.
And good morning, morning, guys. Well,
morning.
I found it funny at the time, but I just thought it was a bit of a tidbit. I was doing the washing, as you do on a weekend, on a Sunday, you know, going to the clothes, doing the washing, get them out of the dryer, because, of course, it's got a bit of rain on the Gold Coast over the weekend. So I pulled them out of the dryer, and there was this shriveled up kind of thing in my son's pocket. And I'm thinking, that's an odd kind of shape. Maybe familiar, I don't know. You know, he's nearly 18, he turns 18 next week. Usually I pull out some coins, so, you know, I get make myself rich by doing the washing. Used to be, you know, toy cars and Lego pieces I'd find in his pocket, but it was a condom that I found in his pocket, and it had been washed and dried, so it was a little more shriveled than normal. So I did want to say, mate, if it's too small, I'm really sorry.
Mum!
Reusable, though.
Oh, what did you
well,
do?
Well, it's clean at least. What did I do? Yeah. I took a photo of it and put it on Instagram, as all mothers should do.
And you did make the comment, familiar times for me, I think you wrote.
I did not say that, no.
Oh, Adrian. But what how did you...
safety first.
That's right.
Safety first.
That's
that was
right.
A proud, proud mother moment.
What was the moment like when you told him this is what I found?
Well, look, he saw it on Instagram because he was out and about with his friends. So I didn't tag him in Instagram because I thought, I'll keep this one a bit quiet, you know.
Yeah.
But he had looked and then he tagged himself. So I think he found it quite amusing too.
Wow.
I don't think there's any dramas there.
I mean, you know, we're in a society, a new society now, where you're tagging each other instead of talking. Have you sat down and had the convo?
Oh, yeah, we had that many years ago, Bridge. He's very open with me. He told me about first times for many things, and I'm not going to repeat them here.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, so very early on I stopped washing his sheets and I said he could do it himself.
Yeah, what about when you were growing up? Did your parents ever find anything out of the blue in your room? Just
you're putting me on the spot. No, I'm a very good girl. Actually, I moved out of home when I was 15, so there was no chance of finding anything in my room. They just couldn't visit without notice, that's all.
Oh, well done.
What about you, Bridge?
Oh, I remember Mum finding a ciggy lighter in my school uniform.
Oh, that's always a dead giveaway.
Isn't it? And even Dad said it too. And Dad said, I knew because you'd have a sip of beer, but you'd be chewing gum and no one does that. So so they found out that, you know, when you're younger and you're experimenting, I remember, so they knew from that. But, there's other stuff too where they're like, why is there an orange juice bottle and a tiny bit of hose? And some Alf oil in the top. I don't know what's going on.
So
kids
Bianca,
these days think they're reinventing things, but parents know everything and we've all been there. So I love it.
How funny is it when they do? And then you get to think back when you're a kid saying, did my mum and dad really believe me?
No, my mum did not know what it was. Did not know I had an orange juice, but honestly had no idea.
That's funny.
Oh, bless her.
So you and Rainsford's condom in his washing has now prompted our convo today. So
hang on, just let me stop you there, AJ. Yeah. You can't say me and Rainsford's condom because that's my son and that's kind of a little bit creepy.
It is a bit
creepy.
It's
got nothing to do with
Bianca. Just him. Apparently it's his friend's condom, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Cameron.
Well, don't put it on Instagram then, Mum.
You're spiky today, AJ.
What did your folks discover of yours or what did you hide? Give us a bell, 13 20 7 10. Bianca Stone, thank you for helping us out with the show today. Being
thank
a part
you.
Of
Happy
it.
Birthday to my son. Next week, number 18, watch out, Gold Coast.
Yay.
We'll see you on Sunrise this morning. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Gold 92.5's Case for Kids. Pounding the streets and rattling the tins.
While we're out doing Case for Kids, these are the sort of people we meet up with.
Hello.
Jaden. Oh, honey bun. Now, you have called in, Jaden. How old are you?
11, turning 12 in August 16th.
Oh, so
only
close.
Around the corner.
Leo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and my dad went to donate $50
Yay, Jaden! Oh, that's so special. Well, Jaden, put a shout out to your school. What school is it? And tell them all to donate.
My school is Cudgeon Public School.
Cool. We'll be down there next week.
Yes, yes. We're doing the walk again. We're going south, all along the Gold Coast Highway.
Jane, it's very, very kind of you. $50 to give me five for kids. Thank you to you, and thank you to Dad's wallet.
So cute. We love it with the pocket money, the douche fairy money. And we met a little boy called Jacob at Narang RSL the other day. He's pooper scooper money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we meet them all and it's going to be fantastic. Again, 5 a.m. on Thursday, we're going to be heading off 12 hours up and about down the south end of the Gold Coast. So if you do want to donate or you want us to drop in, give us a call, 13 27 10. We're going to go I'm a bit nervous though.
Why?
Well, we wear fluoro tops. Mm. AJ's had a shave. Like, are we going to be loud in Burley? Like, am I? Mm. Like, I feel out of place in Burley and Palm Beach. Like, I don't fit into these areas in the hipster style. Do I need to, like, dress up just to get through Burley?
Just do whatever you do to get through to Sanctuary Cove every day and you'll be right. How do you get past the security guards in there?
No, that's a bit different.
Yeah, a little different, isn't it?
We're different. Yeah, no, we're not hipsters.
No. We'll just start growing that out a bit more during this week. You know, show your tats. That's all you need. You'll be fine.
Do I have to wear, are they chinos? Cappuccinos?
Yeah, and no socks with just the boating shoes.
Brilliant.
I got to call a shout out. Brian's Auto, we're coming your way. Chugan Fruit Mart, Mama, we're coming your way. All the AmCals on the Gold Coast Highway, I'm going to harass you. Invest Rent with our mates down on the Tweed and Burley Town Tab. Don't think you're getting out of it. We'll be coming to visit.
Yeah, all of those down there, out and about, down anywhere. And we will be going through Currumbin, Burley, West Burley as well, out that way. We'll definitely get down to the Tweed and come back through Kira.
Yeah.
Peter is worried about you though, Bridge. He's worried about your feet and your legs.
33's and drifting.
He did send you down the corridor this morning to check out your stride and he's got a little problem there.
I was trying very hard to walk
normally.
Yeah, he said he'd still put the sheet up and give me one on the head. That sounds wrong.
Yes, it does.
I'll contact a blacksmith in the next 2 days and get your shoes right.
I don't know.
I'll tell you. Look, tell me because I'll be able to help you out.
Is this a breakupable offence? I think it might be. Because you know what? In the beginning, it's all been really beautiful. I'm 2 months into 9 weeks. Ooh.
Do you know the date and all that?
Relationship. Well, no, it's easy because it was April the 1st. And we met at Blues Fest in Byron Bay. And Jamie's my partner. And we're super loved up. And everything's great.
It's a honeymoon period. I think that's like every relationship.
Well, everyone says that. But why can't I just have a honeymoon period forever?
Well, some people do.
They do. They certainly do. However, we have a situation. My name is Bridget Daly, and I snore.
What?
Yep, that's right.
Who's this? Is this you?
Well, I don't know. I've got two versions here. Jamie recorded me because he said it's so loud. How's that? That's... I know.
Were you on the juice?
No. How's that? That's terrible.
You're going to start in a minute.
A bit more choky, I reckon.
Seriously?
Drop you into a mower shop.
And then have a listen to this, because my pug, Jemima, also snores super loudly. Super loud. That's
either
nothing.
She's human or you're more like the dog.
Well, that's exactly right. You can't tell. So can you, honestly, how's that? So seriously, we both sound like a modified Harley tailpipe. And it's a snore that could probably suck start a Harley Davidson too. So what is the go with this? Because it's just not fair. Because I can control and present myself when I'm conscious. I can look like a lady. I can be classy. I can put some makeup on. I can control myself when I'm conscious.
Yeah.
But when I'm unconscious, I'm uncontrollable nose hoon. And I just, there's massive snore pollution and I can't do anything about it. So the other morning I woke up devastated. Jamie was on the couch.
He's
moved to the couch.
Well, tell Jamie I've got plenty of tents at home.
Well,
I'll put up a tent in the front yard.
Seriously, what is the solution? Because AJ, I know on the red wine you snore.
I'm chronic. I've been to the sleep school four times. On one report, I was told that I stopped breathing 500 times in one night.
They call you wait for age.
Yes, you've got to get the sleep app machine.
Probably.
You really do, the sleep app, apnea. Give us a call on 13 27 10. I really need to know because at the moment I am a loud, deep, mouth-open, nose-flapping beast in bed, apparently. And Jamie recorded me for the world to know. So please let me know, what are the solutions? Do you sleep in separate rooms? Is it a break-upable offence if your partner snores their guts out? It's true. I could be wearing the sexiest outfit to bed and it'd be overshadowed by the chaff cutter that just invaded me in my sleep. We're talking about snoring. What do you do? Do you just, you know, live in separate bedrooms just so you can try and get sleep?
And I love it when you go to a campground because you can hear, you can see the tents and the caravans. Yeah.
Yes.
But so Shane, can. Shane, do you have different rooms or who's the snoring in your house?
I have a good solution.
Yeah.
Yes.
I work night shift, so I don't have a problem. I work night shift, she works day shift.
Oh, brilliant.
Perfect.
Do you think it's a break-upable offence?
Oh, I think it's separate rooms.
Oh, no. Is snoring a break-upable offence? Because I know if I was in a court of law and the judge said, is this you snoring? Yeah, this is me. I have to say yes, but I have no control over it.
How can you tell the difference between you and your dog?
Well, this is me, apparently. Jamie just got no sleep the other night, so he thought he'd record us both. That's me. And that's my dog. That's the pug, Jemima. He's dealing with that, and I woke up devastated the other day with Jamie out on the couch.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a good couch sleep.
Oh, no.
Nah,
sorry.
It's underrated.
We want to know, is it a break-upable offence, but what else can I do? Because apparently I am a snorer. We've got Alan in Labrador. Alan, hello. What do you think? Is this a break-upable offence?
Yeah, well, I ended up getting divorced after 3 years.
Oh, why is that? Did you end up having to sleep in separate rooms?
Yeah, after about 12 months of living together, like sleeping together, that was fine. But, you know, we go in separate bedrooms and started living separate lives and eventually we drifted apart. Hey.
Oh, no.
Well,
oh,
Bridge,
no.
We hope it doesn't go down that path.
No, okay, no separate bedrooms.
Hey, the positive is you got 3 years.
Well, I've only been in this 2 months. Poor Jamie.
Lena at Robina, have you got any advice for Bridge?
I have got a snoring solution.
What is it, Lena?
Something you can try is, because I actually snore, so I can totally relate to this, and my husband fixed me. But what you can try is, I don't know, just a couple of things. Is sleeping on the on your side definitely makes a difference.
Yes.
If you're on your back, he could roll you over.
Yes.
Or a couple of pillows, you know, prop your head up a bit, definitely makes a difference as well.
Oh.
But the other thing is he could get some earbuds. it's all slightly more romantic than, you know, it saves having another bedroom because, you know, you're new in the relationship. You want to keep it nice.
Oh, bless, I do. Exactly right.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Lena. Because right now it's not an attractive look for a lady to snore like that.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
Oh, thanks, Lena.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Bye.
David at Carrara, have you got a solution for Bridge?
I have got a solution.
Yes.
I don't think it's the first time she's had a gentleman friend stay over. No one else has ever complained.
Oh,
it's
David.
He's a light sleeper.
David. They have. I found out they've got earplugs in the morning.
Time to stop whinging, you reckon, Dave.
Yeah, look, if you don't like, go.
There's plenty at the door that will come in and enjoy.
Oh, come on. What are you saying?
I'm saying that you've... I think it's a compliment.
I've got my hand up.
What?
I've got my hand up.
Oh, David.
There you go. There's one.
I'm telling for you, darling. Oh. Otherwise, I'd be out there.
Thanks, David.
Let's go for the workday today, the greatest decade of all time. We're kicking it off. We had a massive, massive fight in the ring yesterday, which unfortunately didn't go our way. But
no.
this battle commences today. It is the greatest decade of all time here.
It's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough. When you think about... What is the greatest decade? What was your greatest decade? You can give us a ring. 13, 27, 10. We're trying to decide, Bridge, what decade would you be going?
Easy.
Oh, really?
Your 80s.
I wish... No, I'm 70s. I wish I was, you know, probably in my 20s. In the 70s, it's the heady days, the free spirits, hairy men, long hair, bell bottoms, driving the coolest car. Everyone was just effortlessly cool in the 70s, weren't they? Yeah. They even try now to replicate how they took photos in the 70s with that grainy look. Mm. And those cars are huge. You got Led Zepp, Status Quo, Bowie, Queen, Blondie. I mean, yeah. 70s, come on.
Well, here's a little montage of one of the two sets up against each other today. This is 78 versus 2000. You too from the 2000s. Just an 70s. Example. Just an example of what's going to start out today, and that's this is 70s versus 2000 right there.
What's yours? What's yours?
I reckon it's an amalgam. I know it's weird, but I'm going with Bridge. I love the 70s.
Yeah,
you know that because I pull out those weird songs early in the morning.
Yeah, we love that.
But I'm also akin to the 90s. I really like the 90s.
I'm a 90s, so you're split between myself and Bridge, because you can only have one decade. But for me, the 90s, when you look at depends what you grow up with, but Oasis, you had Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Green Day, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Great Spice Girls.
Beastie Boys.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I don't know, so hard. But for me, the 90s, above the 80s, I just reckon the 90s was a change of the music. Oh, it was magnificent.
See, that's hard now that you say that.
So for you to help us decide, go to the club, the Gold FM Club, goldfm.com.au or 13 2710. It starts today for the workday, the greatest decade of all time. There's these massive ghetto blasters that can be won as well.
Really?
You used to walk around the street with on your shoulder.
That's cool.
And then you put it down.
Yeah, the one I've seen you with.
Yeah.
And then you get on the ground and do the electric boogaloo and a bit of robot.
And the one I had, he threw it out in the bin, in Stevie's bin. He tossed it straight in the bin, my big ghetto blaster. You chucked it out.
Yep, straight in the bin. No longer required.
So Gold FM, go to the club to help us decide. You make the decisions on the greatest decade of all time, or 13 2710 here at Gold. We're doing the greatest decade of all time from today here at Gold 92.5. You can help us out and you decide at the club, goldfm.com.au or 13 2710. Angela of Eleonora, what's your favourite decade?
The 80s.
Oh, you're going the 80s. Well, Bridges the 70s, I'm the 90s, you're the 80s, and AJ wants a foot in each camp of the 70s and 90s. How come the 80s?
Oh, I was in my teens then, and they had some lovely music, which they don't have much nowadays.
Yeah, see, music just sparks so many memories, doesn't it? And if 80s was your era, brings you right back there like a time machine, doesn't it?
It does. Especially when you're in your teens and high school and...
First song
you pass to.
And...
Well, Ange, make sure you have your say. Do that today. Get to the club, goldfm.com.au, and we'll mark that down here as well.
What year is this one?
2000. Spin Doctors.
Oh, 90s.
Yeah.
90s,
Sure. Yesterday it was the greatest bout of all time that kind of left us all a bit flat, but today it's the great debate. It's the greatest decade of all time after 9 o'clock. We've all lived through them. Definable moments in music, in time, in history, in human achievement, the trendsetters, and of course, as I said, the music.
Yeah, we're just asking, what was your favourite decade of music? Bridge, you're back to the 70s.
Same
with AJ. I'm a massive fan of the 90s. And when you start lining up bands of the 70s, the 80s, 90s, 2000s, it is tough and it kind of takes you back, depending what you prefer and what part of your life I suppose you're most happy in.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, the Doors and Fleetwood Mac and Led Zepp and Bowie, but then you start talking about the Smashing Pumpkins.
Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, you've got all of those plus heaps more.
Cameron, your favourite decade of all time, mate?
Well, mate, I'm a big fan of ska music and that was really hitting its peak in about the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, late 70s,
probably early late 70s,
Oh, Cameron, you got Madness and...
Selector.
Special.
Bad Manners.
Love it.
I've got the source Actually, it was just a couple of months ago, actually, when they come out. It was one of the best gigs I've ever seen in my life.
Peter has no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Peter thinks scar is something you got from a football crash.
Well, you get a few scars from the pit too, but yeah.
And do you know the first scar song? This is the weirdest thing, was My Boy Lollipop was the first scar song, which is really weird. But at Blues Fest, Selector have been there. All of those bands have been there. Have a look at Melbourne Scar Orchestra.
Absolutely. 26
piece.
No, I'm well. Yep. Fantastic.
There you go. 70s. Pretty 70s popular.
Scar.
Pretty popular at the moment. Thanks, Cameron.
You should play more of it on your radio.
We'll tell the bosses that.
Hey, where's Labrador? Tell us the favourite decade of all time from you.
Well, RJ, Bridge and Spider, I reckon the 70s, because when I grew up in the 70s, you had AC/DC, Glen Sherbert, and then you had the Angels and, heaps, you know, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, the whole lot. We grew up through the 70s.
Hey, Wiz, what about this one? What about this one? Listen to this.
Living in the
70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, living in the
70s. What about ZZ Top, Wiz?
Yes, I spewed on them on COVID in 79.
He spewed on them.
Oh, God, that was a long time. And, back in the old days when I was on stage, one of my friends and that, they were doing stage managers and stuff, and they always couldn't work out why I got on stage. And one time I got on stage and I had a hot dog. And they asked me to say something on the speaker, so I got up on the stage and that, and I'm talking. Well, the hot dog came up as I was introducing them to play. And I just went out everywhere. Oh, look cool, eh?
We're all having our breakfast at the moment. Thanks, Wiz.
But Wiz, you look like you're from the 70s still with your long hair and your long beard. You're a wizard. We love it.
Yeah, it's that gay. Hey, beautiful times those days. They're still nice days these days too.
Your idea.
The Wiz. The one and the only, the Wiz. Coughing up a hot dog.
Greatest decade of all time starts at 9 today at Gold 92.5. Go to Gold FM and check it out.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I want to spray the Queen and the Queen's birthday. I think it's an absolute joke at the moment, and you go across the border, be careful because you'll get double demerit points. But us in Queensland, no, we won't, because we've still got to work today because it's not a public holiday. Victoria, South Australia, Northern Territory, Canberra, Tasmania have the Queen's birthday on the 11th of June, which is today.
We've had our holiday.
Queensland decided to have theirs a little while ago. They swapped it for Labor Day on the 1st of October or something, and WA has theirs on the 24th of September. Now, this all dates back to King George III or King George V or the day she came the official head of state. We don't really care. The official date of the Queen's birthday is April the 21st, so it's absolutely nowhere near the 11th of June. And why should we celebrate anyway? The Queen celebrates with raspberry jam sandwiches, some chocolate cake and a scone. Yum. What do? We never toast the Majesty today. We don't care. All we want to do is go camping, go shopping, head to the ski fields or go to the footy. That's all we're worried about. We know we have national days like Australia Day, Anzac Day, Good Friday and Labor Day. That means something. Queen's birthday means absolutely bugger all, and it is irrelevant to anyone. And in a couple of months, what are we going to have to do? Or in a year, we're going to have to change it to the King's birthday anyway. When's the King's birthday? It's not going to be the 11th of June. It's the 14th of November. So what? We change it all again? Or I can scrap the whole lot and just make it one public holiday. I don't know. When do you reckon we should have a public holiday?
A sparkle day for Meghan Markle's sparkle.
Yep. For me, I reckon we have it the day Bob Hawke sculled a yard glass in record time. That would be a good Australia Day.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Bruce, wouldn't it be interesting if on the Queen's Honours list one year a name called Peter Spider Everett came
then?
Up in honours to sport?
What would you do then?
I wouldn't get up and get it. I find it. Queen's Honours list is absolutely irrelevant.
Rubbish.
Really? You wouldn't have a nice AC after your name?
Nah, wouldn't want it. I'd
More
cut it out.
Please.
Ass.
I can't.
18-8.
Gold 92.5's Case for Kids. Pounding the streets and rattling the tins. To the walk online. Yeah, to the walk.
Yeah, last Thursday we trudged off at 5 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon through the northern suburbs, and this Thursday we are heading south for this reason.
A Give Me Five for Kids special moment. A newborn in need of special equipment.
Yeah, no one can prepare you for it. You know, being a first pregnancy, absolutely shocking, overwhelming. And that was 2.5 weeks ago when my little baby boy, our baby boy, Sailor, he arrived 5 hours later in the most dramatic fashion. And, as soon as he came out, you know, the special care nursery team were all over it. The paediatrician, the midwife, you know, he went straight onto the restuff machine. My partner, Conrad, he remembers everything so clearly, and he actually says to me that there was a moment when he was watching our little baby boy, Sailor, being restuffed, and the machine that he noticed the Give Five for Kids label on the machine, and he says that he recalls just sort of being really thankful in that moment, you know, for that donation, and really grateful.
It's Gold 92.5's Give Me Five for Kids, helping sick kids of the Gold and Tweed Coasts. To find out more or donate, go to goldfm.com.au.
Yeah, it's the story of Yonit from Byron Bay and her little one, Sailor, who came into the world that early. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And they're those moments that a lot of people, and we've found, especially when we're doing our North Walk our last Thursday, K's for Kids, it was a lot of tradies that were amazing, that were donating because their kids were well. And you hear a story like that, and out of gratitude, a lot of people are donating.
Well, you don't know when you're going to need the hospital, unfortunately, when kids are involved, but we're trying to raise as much money. This Thursday, we'll be out and about heading south. So any businesses or anybody out and about south, you're just going to listen to us because we actually pick up a bit of pace and get around pretty quickly.
Yes, and there's a lot of construction sites at the moment along the Gold Coast Highway, along Palm Beach too. We're after you, Twin Towns. Shaz from Invest Rent, also Nobby's Ark. We've got to get Rod for his
Nobby's
trivia night, that's for sure. All the Golden Four Drive businesses, the IGA, Post Office, the Bakery, Sarah at the Pines, Eleonora, we're coming for you, and Miami Rice.
Yeah. Are you confident the South will outdo the North?
Yep. Confident as so many businesses just along the whole Gold Coast Highway. We're just packed with businesses.
And Bolter, we'll be getting to Bolter and also the Burley Brewing.
And Peter, how do you think Bridges' legs will stand up?
33s and drifting. At this stage, that's just...
Look, I'm putting a lot more weight on it today. It's good, even though I started off today walking in, sauntering in, and from Spider I got the... Well, I'd still put a sheet up, which is the old horse saying, isn't it, when they're ready to go somewhere else to a precious little farm.
I'm going
to
tell you that I've organised a blacksmith who's going to have a look at your feet and get some shoes made up for you.
I'm going to be right, don't you worry. I'll be right on the night.
Greg, I'll give you a call later.
We are loving with Gold FM's Give Me Five for Kids when the children ring up or find us like they did last week on Thursday when we did AJ Bridge and Spider's K's for Kids, the North Side, and kids coming up and donating their money. Here's Jacob. He came up to us at the Narang RSL and he had his pocket money. Now, Jacob, do you live here at Narang?
Yes, I do.
You're amazing. Now, you've come here and given us $10, and this means the world to us because you are donating it out of your own pocket money.
Yes, I am.
And what did you have to do to get that $10, Jacob?
Pick up my dog's poo.
You know what? That is the worst job too, isn't it? So we are so grateful of that. Why did you want to donate to Gold FM's Give Me Five for Kids?
Because I feel really bad for the children that don't have enough stuff in hospital, and I like to donate to them to make it a better place.
Oh, you're so sweet. This is the next generation. We're very proud of you. Well, you've got a beautiful heart that you want to help out the other kids because you don't like them sick in hospital. That's you've got a big heart on you, Jacob.
Yeah, I do, thanks.
Thank you so much for the pocket money. We really appreciate it. Jacob and Narang, you're a good man.
Thank you.
Good on him.
What did you say for as a kid? I mean, that's so cute with Jacob that he has two dogs, a big one and a little one, and he's going to do the poo scoop all the time.
That's a tough gig.
I used to do the cars, you know, always wash the cars, all those little jobs, help Dad in the yard, all that kind of thing. and I was saving for a Malvern Star. Because yeah. I had the hand-me-down ones and also a Cabbage Patch Kit. I was a saver.
Yeah.
My sisters wished to just spend their money.
Yeah, I was a saver. I always wanted a pair of Reebok, Nike Air.
Oh,
Michael Jordan Air Nikes. It was like they were the best of the best and Mum and Dad would never buy them.
Were they the high-top ones?
Yep, the high-tops. You used to be get them pump, the Nike Air pumps, and you used to be able to pump
really?
Them up there around your feet. So.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
I was a saver. I bought the Beatles double album, the White Album, the first. 1968 was my first ever album I bought.
Oh, how old were you when you bought that? You saved your money?
Eight, I think. Birthday Bridge was on that. You know, Birthday Obla Dee Obla Da, Helter Skelter, Dear Prudence, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
What a beautiful, that is just money that
keeps on giving,
doesn't it?
I took it to school to be a hero and the maths teacher scratched it.
Oh, no. Well, we want to know, 13, 27, 10, what did you save your pocket money for all those years ago or your kids saving now?
Yeah.
What are they saving for or what did you save for?
We're loving the stories along the way too with the kids that are donating their pocket money, their tooth fairy money. It's just so cute. And you really see too, if you're a parent, what child is a saver and a spender. And some kids are saving the Pawsome Power Walks near me, the gorgeous two kids, and they're already saving, they're like 8 and 9. For cars.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we want to know 13, 20, 10, 13, 27, 10. Are you a saver or a spender? And if you were a saver, what did you save up for? Charmin, are you a saver or a spender?
Hey, how you doing, Spider?
Yeah, not too bad. Charmin, are you a spender or a saver? And what did you save for if you were saving?
Mate, I was a saver. I was down in Melbourne in my summer holidays of 1982-83.
Yeah.
I caught the bus down Blackburn Road at 5:45 in the morning to work at Hallmark Cards at 6 o'clock. And over that summer holiday, I saved $84 to buy my first pair of R.M. Williams riding boots.
Oh, how was that satisfaction that you
I've
just...
I've got them, Bridgie.
Oh.
I've still got them. They've got still got the same brass tacks. I've looked after them all my life and I just turned 50. That's how important
awesome.
It was.
That is brilliant. Thanks, Charmin. That's a great story. Thanks, honey. All right, we've got Christy here in Oxenford. Christy, hello. All right, this is tough. You've got two kids. One's a saver, one's a spender.
Yes, I've got two boys. They're 7 and 9 years old.
Oh, okay. So which one is the saver?
The 9-year-old is the saver. He still has birthday money from 2 years ago.
And what's he saving for?
Well, he doesn't actually know what he's saving money for. He's just in case he has something that he wants to buy one day.
Aww.
But what they're both doing at the moment is they really want a Nintendo Switch. And we just explained that it's, you know, something that you would get for Christmas or a birthday. And so they've agreed to go without tuck shop every week.
Yes.
And that money will go into a jar. And then also they're doing odd jobs for Nanny and their pop. And getting money from them. And they've saved nearly $200 in 2 months
Jesus.
By doing this.
They love it.
Aww.
Yes. No more chicken nuggets, but they're going to get a Switch eventually.
Oh, that is awesome.
Thanks, Christy.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Good on them.
Thank you. And Lisa in Narang. Lisa, are you your kids or were you a saver or a spender?
I was a saver.
Oh, what'd you save for?
When I was 13, I saved for an alarm clock. So I could listen to music when I was in bed at night.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Good on you, Lise.
Thanks, Lise.
Thank you.
Spender or saver?
Yes, you bought a Beatles album. Peter, what did you try to save up for when you were a kid?
The Nike Airs, the Air Jordans.
You loved Michael Jordan,
oh,
didn't
a,
you?
One of the greats, him and Mike Tyson, two
Mine
of the greats.
Was a Malvern Star. We want to know if your children are spenders or savers. What are they saving up to buy? Give us a call on 13 27 10.
Adrian at Burley Heads got a great story about your kids.
So my kids, apart from all my kids buying all their cars with all their money they saved from working at Macca's, my eldest daughter, when the old Southport Hospital was there, she saved up, she bought all these Christmas presents for kids and took them up to the Gold Coast Hospital and gave them to the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
What a wonderful little girl you have.
I know. It still chuffs me up today when I think about it. So, yeah.
Oh,
that was a really... Yeah, I couldn't believe it. She, amazing kids. I'm very happy. Blessed to have three you know, healthy kids. But yeah,
that's brilliant.
Think about other kids. So yeah,
that's right. It's that compassion, compassion, and it shouldn't be an exception to the rule when we hear these stories, huh? But it is, and it's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries.
And we thought we'd go to the kids, the Southport under-12s. We always ask them about the big topics, if it's overseas or local. Ben Tynan and also Boston. We'll start off with Benny. Are you a spender or a saver?
I do a heap of jobs like vacuuming, toilets, washing the dog. I do everything and help my mum around the house. But she says she puts it in the bank for me, but I don't actually see the money. But
so yeah. So you save it. What would you save for if you could save your money?
Probably my car, and then probably a chicken coop.
Tynan, did you get pocket money, and how much, and do you save or spend it?
Yes, I get pocket not pocket money. I have a job. I deliver pamphlets. I save it in the bank for my first car, which is an Eto.
Spider Rusty, son Boston.
Boston, do you get any pocket money?
Nah, no.
Would you be a saver or a spender? Would you save your pocket money or would you spend it?
My pocket money that I was making it rain with got spended on beer and petrol by Spider over here. I'm a saver, but you're the spender.
What are you saving for?
Electric wire around my money box so when Dad touches it, electric.
He's a clever boy. Why are you taking your child's pocket money?
Well, if it's air, petrol and beer.
Great lessons to be learnt in that.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Right on 20 to 9.
Right, ex-deputy PM, he's in the stink again.
Now, Barnacle.
He thought Barnaby Jones, as we call him, he honestly thought that doing that interview last week with his girlfriend, who they've had the baby with, Sebastian, would end the intrusion, but no, of course it hasn't.
Wow.
So the bloke with a name that sounds like a toddler.
Yeah.
I just don't think any adult should be called Barnaby, do you? I think there's in there a dinosaur or something, but at a certain age you can change your name. Maybe even
Wiggles.
Barney.
I think it's time to have a Barnaby-free month.
No, I reckon it's time we go there and harass him and put my drone above his house.
Yeah.
But who's in the wrong here? Because he wants the privacy rules overhauled. And if he's just going to church, should photographers be jumping out of the bush and taking photos of him or not? Now, this bloke, this guy Finlay, the photographer, well, he's saying that Barnaby threatened to punch a man, punch him outside of the church. So have a listen to Barnaby.
Why do you keep following us around with your cameras?
And here's the photographer, Guy Finlay, as well.
Just even come to church to pray to God.
He can. He can, absolutely.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, look, it comes with the space. You've got to ignore it. And the more you ignore it, like your mum always told you, ignore them and they'll go away.
That's right.
It's like social media. It's
That's
like
right.
all that. If you ignore them, the less they have. And if you come out and hit them up and say, hello, here I am, they've got nothing to sell.
Exactly right. That's what I reckon too. And you know what? I think for Barnaby, he's got to remember you're happy to get a head like that photograph, mate, because the day it stops, you're inconsequential. No one cares. You won't be able to command 150K an interview. But seriously, you're not going to make too much money. So you've got to think of the photographer. He's not going to make that much money off that photo. Honestly, it's only going to end up in a Woolies catalogue for like a special on vine ripe tomatoes. That's all it's ever going to...
$3.99 a kilo.
It's not going to go too far, is it? Exactly. Now, a bit dry. They're a bit dried out. Look, Trooping the Colour. This is a massive pomp and ceremony over in the UK and everyone waves their flags and everyone's there in the royal family. And it's the first time that Meghan Markle Sparkle has been up on the veranda and doing the royal wave, but she's in trouble for what she wore.
Why?
It was a beautiful rose pink dress and a gorgeous hat because apparently it's not cool at all. You shouldn't be showing your shoulders or décolletage if you are a royal.
Oh.
And she had an off-the-shoulder number and yes. So décolletage equals lack of decorum. I reckon Kate put her up to it because Kate's been out of the spotlight. Recently.
But they're starting to change.
Don't you reckon?
Will's making, Harry's making things different now.
I know, it is cool, but I reckon Kate's done the whole, no, that's fine.
You look beautiful.
You look awesome. Like we've all done to friends that shouldn't wear something on the way out. No, wear it, own it. You'd be confident in it. You'll be right. But it's not like, I just don't think this should be a big deal. Like you said, Harry's turning everything around.
Yeah.
It's not like you're seeing Meghan Markle turned up with a cheap sequin top and a tiny black leather miniskirt that you could see what the butler gave her for breakfast. I mean, that's... No, it's true. At least it's not like that, right?
There's nothing wrong with the old off-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Oh, you didn't go there, did you?
Well, it isn't. Now,
what's
listen.
What's that supposed to mean?
Coming up after 9 o'clock here at Gold 92.5, we start day one here of the greatest decade of all time. You can help us find out who should be the greatest decade of all time at the Gold FM Club, goldfm.com.au, or 132710. Look out, Bridgie. Here he goes. It's 13 to 9 at Gold.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be a sole rider on this horse at the moment with the Gold Coast Suns really going terribly at the moment. And, you know, when your kids are in the car and, you know, all these young kids growing up and, you know, females footy is big here. We love the Gold Coast Suns. But
yes.
When they keep producing what they're producing, it is very, very frustrating for one, a supporter, and two, for the team as well. And have a listen to this. This is Jude Bolton, who commentates for Gold FM here on the Gold Coast when the Suns are playing away from home. And have a listen to Jude. He's an ex-player, played for Sydney. He's a very, very good player. He was a strong, tough player. And this is what he said about the Suns over the weekend.
I just want to just talk about the Gold Coast Suns, though. They are, at this point, non-competitive and an irrelevant football side. I mean, just the fact that they're minus 46 in contested possession, minus 22 inside 50s, minus 122 in disposals, and down 21 in the clearances. It is just a bruise-free game of footy that they are playing. And, I mean, you come in and you say, is this what you meant? This is what you're paid to do. This is what sort of pride in performance do you have if you're 89 points down at three-quarter time?
And if it was a one-off, you could cope with it. But in round four, it was an 80-point defeat to the Eagles. There was nearly a 50-point defeat to the Adelaide Crows. There was a 69-point hiding to the Demons. And last week, they copped it to the tune of 85 points.
Not good stats.
It's not good stats. And this is the hard thing, because realistically, a lot of people around Melbourne and southern states saying the Gold Coast Suns should be in Tasmania.
Oh,
that's what they're saying. They
ouch.
Should have been in Tasmania. They should have never come to the Gold Coast
really?
Here. But it's not our supporters. I think our supporters would get behind the Gold Coast Suns, and we all want to get out there on the weekend and watch them against the Saints. I'm talking about a football club here, and I think it's more inside the football club, the mind of football players. Mm. They've had three coaches. Stewie Jew isn't really getting it through to them, even though they've lost a lot of their good players.
Yes.
They are still struggling as a football club.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there and go, okay, when is it time? Because it's not hard. All you have to do is play your role, play your game.
Mm.
And when they don't actually give you effort, you sit there and go, we've got a problem. When you don't have any form of effort in a football club, we've had times throughout, you know, careers in other games and other, football clubs who have said, you know, to their players, you're not getting paid for last weekend because it was that dreadful.
Yeah. Really?
Is that happened with you before?
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened to us before. And that's where the Gold Coast Suns are at.
Wow.
They should not be paid for what they're delivering. Yeah, okay, they haven't got the stock, but still you can give effort. You can walk off the ground absolutely toasted at the end of it. But this is what's going to hurt the Gold Coast Suns, and this is how it's going to be hard to try and rebuild them, is Tommy Lynch as a player. Tommy Lynch cannot stay at the Gold Coast Suns. He cannot, because Tommy Lynch is a brand. Every player, your hands and your feet, it's your business. Tommy Lynch is a business because he puts himself at the Gold Coast Suns.
Right.
Now, for him to stay here for the next 5 years, if the Suns aren't going to improve that much over the next 5 years. They're not going to play in a lot of finals. So then Tommy Lynch plays his whole career sitting at the bottom of the ladder, just going through where he can go and play finals and actually make a name for himself. Him sitting at full forward at the moment and the ball not getting down to him actually hurts his brand hurts his career. So why would he stay here if his brand is getting hurt? And that's with every other player. You've got O'Meara, Prestia, Bennell, Ablett, all in the same boat. You've got to try and keep these players, but it's going to hurt the club because they don't want to keep the brand.
And you know what? Spider's right. And Bridge, the thing is, I mean, they came out at the start of the season. We weren't playing at home. They were playing so well. So the fact is, they have proven they can do it.
Yeah, they certainly can. But the difficult thing is the Suns are asking us to lift as supporters. But how can we when we're not getting quality from bang for our buck? So it's a very hard situation, isn't it?
Well, it's very hard to go and support a team when they're always consistently down, and when you're a young team that you're trying to buy into. Like, this hasn't been handed down through generations.
No.
Like, you know, your grandfather, AJ, would have followed Collingwood. So that means you followed Collingwood.
Yeah,
your dad
followed
Collingwood. It's not like that. So it's very, very difficult for people to continue to follow. But it's internally more than externally. I think the Gold Coast will get – the Gold Coast supporters here will get behind the Gold Coast Suns. It's just that they need to be and seem to be giving at least a little bit of effort.
Yeah.
Coming in after 9 o'clock today, Al, with the greatest decade of all time. I just realised, get over there, mate, because I just realised I haven't got your mic on over here at the moment. So until I do that and punch this in here, you know it
This is going to be big. Huge. I mean, we all lived through these decades, the 80s, the 70s, the 90s, the 2000s.
Yeah, we'll ask you very, very soon exactly what decade you like. But how's this? You were determined that 1987 was the greatest year in music. In Excess were crowned the greatest artists of all time.
Yes, we've done that.
U2's The Joshua Tree, the greatest album. And now it's the greatest decade. Now, Al, Bridge sits in the 70s.
Yep.
Yeah. I reckon the 90s.
Oh, well, 70s, you've got Led Zepp, Status Quo, Bowie, Queen, Blondie, you know, the heady days, the free spirits, the long hair, the bell bottoms.
Nirvana. 90s, I'm after, like, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Spice Girls right up there.
Can you go away with the Spice Girls?
Why?
Please.
Part of the 90s. You've got, hey.
Yeah.
It's one in all in.
Okay. Well, the 80s was when I pretty much discovered life. In the 80s.
Okay.
So it was my favourite decade. But you think of the 80s, you've got the great hair bands, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard.
Yes.
When you think of Australian bands, the Oils really did come to their own in the 80s. I mean, one of my favourite Australian bands, The Church.
Yes.
In Excess, they had that massive big album Kick in 1987. So I think the 80s for me, but it's not up to me. It's up to our Gold FM family, our Gold 92.5 family on 13-27-10. And just for having your suggestion, you'll have a chance to win $500 worth of free fuel.
Whey!
Greatest decade of all time, and here's the first two together, 81 and 93, that Al will do.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.